Welcome to the body scan practice. So this is a time for you to take care of yourself, cultivating some of the qualities and the attitudes that we spoke about in the class. And it can be very helpful to ensure that you won't be disturbed for the next half hour or so. Really making this a time to be with yourself. And choosing a posture that suits you. The practice is traditionally performed lying down. So either using a firm mattress, a rug on the floor, or a folded blanket or a yoga mat. And feeling free, you can use the astronaut position we explored in class, or you could do the practice in a chair. So really feeling that you're making the right choice for you to really take care of yourself. And making sure that you're warm as well. So feel free to use a blanket if that feels helpful. And the intention of the practice is very much about meeting our experience just as it is. So enjoying the relief of having no goals to achieve. There's no special state to achieve in the practice. We're very much just exploring meeting our experience as it is and cultivating a sense of kindness and curiosity and adventure with our experience. You may well feel calm and relaxed. You may well enjoy the practice, but if you don't feel those things, it doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. There's no way of doing this practice wrong. If at any time you feel discomfort and you want to move, just folding that movement into the practice, so noticing the intention to move, how it feels to move, the after effects of the move. So you won't be doing anything wrong in needing to change your position. If at any time the guidelines don't feel right for you, the suggestions I'm making, feeling free to return your attention to the breath, to the sense of contact your body's making on the floor, or to just do whatever feels right for you. It can be very helpful to stay awake through the practice, but it is common to feel sleepy and to fall asleep. If this happens, don't worry. In order to help yourself to stay awake, opening the eyes when you're feeling particularly drowsy can be very helpful. But if you do fall asleep, don't worry. So just taking a moment to settle into the position that's right for you and really connecting to the whole body as best you can, really tuning into the feeling of the body resting into whatever is supporting you. Noticing how this posture feels. And it may be helpful to take a couple of deep breaths, and as you breathe out, really feeling the body settling and letting go into the support. Maybe just allowing a sense of melting into the support behind you. And gently bringing awareness to the movement of breath in the body. So noticing what happens in the body as you breathe in. Noticing what happens as you breathe out. So feeling into the sense of movement that you're experiencing here. Noticing whether the breath is deep or shallow. Whether it's fast or slow, just whatever is happening in the moment. And it's very natural and normal for your mind to wander. So every time that happens, just congratulate yourself that you've noticed that your mind has wandered, and gently, kindly, bringing your awareness back to the practice. So gently moving the spotlight of your awareness into the left leg. So moving awareness from the top of the left leg all the way down through the thigh, the knee, the calf, the ankle, into the foot. And just resting your awareness here onto the big toe of the left foot. So just noticing any sensations that are obvious to you in the moment that you can feel. So there may be no sensations, there may be lots of sensations, there may be sensations of temperature, there may be warmth or cool, there may be feelings of tingling or contact with socks or clothing next to the skin of the big toe. So just exploring with a really gentle, curious awareness of what you can feel in your big toe. And lack of sensations, just as relevant as lots of sensations. So we're just acknowledging what's real for us. And gently letting go of awareness of the left big toe and moving your awareness now to the left little toe. And just noticing how this part of your body feels. Is there any sense of pulsing? Is there any contact with clothing or bedclothes or blankets? Is there a sense of numbness here? So really exploring what you feel. And then gently letting go of just the little toe in your awareness and bringing your awareness to include all of the toes on the left foot. Noticing how it feels to expand your awareness, your attention in this way. Maybe noticing the sensations of the toes in contact with one another. And gently bringing awareness from the toes, just letting go of the toes into the sole of the left foot. So really exploring maybe the area that your left sole takes up, seeing if you can feel that. Noticing the parts of the foot that are in contact with the support behind you, maybe the heel, if you're lying down flat, or the whole of the foot, the sole of the foot. So just noticing that sense of contact, connection, support, pressure, maybe sensing into the shape, the texture of how the sole feels. And gently bringing awareness up from the sole of the foot into the focus on the top of the foot. So maybe noticing how the skin feels, the shape that the top of the foot makes. You may even be able to sense into the structure of the foot underneath the skin, the muscles, the tendons, the bones. There may be very noticeable sensations of tingling or warmth or cool, or there may be no sensations or very subtle sensations. So whatever you feel is meeting your experience just as it is. And gently letting go of the top of the foot from your awareness and bringing awareness up now into the ankle joint. So really exploring what you notice here. The shape of the ankle joint, how the skin contours over the bones here. The position of the ankle joint. Maybe even noticing the or feeling the complex structure of the joint itself in the ankle. So just exploring every time you do this practice, it will feel a little different or a lot different. So just seeing what's real for you in this moment. And gently letting go of the ankle, bringing awareness up now into the lower half of the left leg. And exploring the contours, the comparison of the front of the shin to the fleshy calf muscles at the back of the lower half of the left leg. Maybe sensing into how the skin feels along the shin bone, noticing whether the calves are relaxed, whether they're in contact with something supporting you, depending on your posture. Maybe the length of the shin, just really becoming aware of this. Again, tingling, warmth, coolness. Maybe noticing the contact of clothing next to your skin. And gently allowing your awareness to let go of the lower half of the leg and coming up to the knee joint, noticing how the front of the knee feels, the back of the knee, how it feels to be in this position that you're in at the moment. Maybe sensing into the knee joint itself, maybe feeling some sensations deep in the knee joint. If your knees are bent, maybe noticing how the skin is stretched over the front of the knee. And gently letting go of awareness of the knee, coming up to the left thigh. So taking time to explore the sensations you're feeling in the left thigh. Do the muscles feel tense or relaxed? And noticing the front, the back, the sides of the thigh. Maybe the weight and the sensation of the thigh resting. So just noticing what's true for you. And then expanding awareness from the thigh to include the whole of the left leg. So opening up attention, awareness to include the whole left leg. And just experimenting, playing with, maybe feeling into a sense of breathing into the left leg. And this may or may not resonate with you. So just playfully experimenting, exploring, but maybe just imagining or feeling that you can take the breath in through the nose all the way down through the torso and all the way down into the left leg, into the tips of the toes as you breathe in, feeling the breath moving all the way down. And as you breathe out, feeling the breath coming out from the toes, the leg, the torso and the nose. So just playing with this. Again, it may feel different every time. So just noticing your experience in this moment. And then gently letting go of the left leg with your awareness and moving your attention now into the right leg, gently moving down through the thigh, the knee, the calf, the ankle, the foot, and zooming your attention in to the big toe of the right foot. And just exploring what you feel here, the sensations, a lack of sensations, temperature, touch, clothing, maybe even a sense of the pulse here. And again, if your mind wanders, don't worry, that's normal. Just gently escorting your mind back to the practice with a gentle friendliness. And bringing awareness from the big toe into the little toe of the right foot. So just gently exploring what you feel here, what you can sense in this part of your body. And then gently opening up awareness to include all of the toes on the right foot. Just noticing how they feel, maybe a sense of touch and connection. Maybe the toes touching each other. Do the tips of the foot toes feel different to the base of the toes? So just noticing your experience as it is. And then gently letting go of focus on the toes, bringing awareness now up to the sole of the right foot. And again, depending on your posture, noticing the parts of the foot that are in contact with the support behind you, and noticing how the sense of contact, connection and pressure feels. Becoming aware of the shape of the sole of the foot. Maybe noticing how the ball of the foot feels compared to the very gentle arch of the instep. The heel, the outside edge of the sole. So really exploring here, there may be lots of sensations, there may be no sensation, so acknowledging what our experience is in this moment. And then gently moving awareness away from the sole of the foot up to the top of the foot on the right side. Noticing the shape, the texture, maybe even feeling into deep into the foot itself, the muscles, the tendons, the bones, the position of the foot. Maybe how the skin feels across the bones. And gently letting go of the top of the foot, moving attention, awareness into the ankle joint on the right side. So exploring the right ankle, gentle, friendly curiosity, just noticing the feelings here. The sense of the shape of the ankle joint, the complexity of the structure of your ankle joint, the position, and gently letting go of focusing on the right ankle, moving up to the right lower half of the leg. Noticing the calf muscles compared to the front of the shin. Maybe noticing any clothing that's touching this part of the leg, or any points of contact the leg is making if you're lying flat. Maybe exploring the length of the calf, the length of the shin. And very gently allowing awareness to move from the calf and shin up to the knee joint. Again, just noticing the position of the knee joint. The complex structure, maybe sensing into the joint itself very deeply, noticing what you can feel here, and noticing if you don't feel much at all or anything here. Becoming aware of how the front of the knee feels compared to the back of the knee, the sides of the knee. And gently letting go of the right knee and moving awareness up to the right thigh. Sensing into the feeling tone of the right thigh. Does it feel tense? Does it feel relaxed? Is it warm or cool? Maybe even tingling or numbness here. Maybe a sense of the weight of the muscles here. Exploring the whole thigh from the knee to the hip, the front, the sides, the back. And then gently expanding awareness of the right leg to the whole of the right leg, bringing awareness from the hip all the way down through the thigh, the knee, the ankle, the foot to the toes. Holding the whole right leg in awareness as best you can. And again, either feeling or imagining that you can breathe into the right leg and just playing with this, just exploring the possibility. So as we breathe in, feeling the breath coming in through the nose, the torso, and then maybe even exploring the possibility of that sensation moving down the leg into the right toes, and as you breathe out, gently bringing awareness of the breath out from the toes, all the way up the leg, the torso, and out through the nose. And again, this may or may not resonate with you, just maybe experiment and see. It can feel different each time. And then gently bringing awareness up to the pelvis. So just letting go of focus on the right leg and bringing awareness up to the weight of the pelvis, the heavy bones of the pelvis resting here. Noticing the position of the pelvis. Bringing awareness into the hip joints, the muscles surrounding the hips. The sense of contact, whatever part of your pelvis is having with the support behind you. Does this part of your body feel supported? Does it feel tense? Does it feel at ease? So just noticing your experience in this moment, just as it is. And again, if your mind wanders, that's completely normal. You're not doing anything wrong. Just gently, as many times as you need to, bring your awareness back to either the breath or the part of the body that we're exploring. So gently allowing your awareness to move up into the sensations through the tummy, the chest, just feeling the front of the torso. And maybe noticing how the clothing or the bedclothes move against your skin with the movement of the breath. Maybe noticing sensations of tingling, of warmth, of coolness or numbness. Some parts of the torso may have more sensations than others, and just noticing that. And gently allowing your awareness to move down into the muscles of your back. So really feeling into the sensations of the back. If you're lying down, resting on the support, the parts of your back that are in contact with the support and the parts of your back that aren't. Noticing the sensations of connection, pressure, touch. Maybe feeling a sense of the length of the spine. The feeling tone of the muscles in the back. So again, nothing to achieve, just being with our experience as it is, as best we can. And bringing awareness up now into the shoulders, the arms, the hands, and maybe feeling a sense of the weight of the limbs, the position of the arms, whatever they're resting on, whether it's the floor or the body or both. Noticing sensations here. Is there any tingling, warmth or cool? How do the top of the arms feel compared to the fingertips? A sense of clothing next to the skin. So just really exploring whatever you feel here, whatever sensations you're experiencing, or acknowledging if you're not experiencing any sensations. And gently allowing your awareness to move up to the neck and just feeling the contours of the neck, the soft tissue that supports your head. So just noticing if the neck feels tense, if it feels relaxed, noticing any sense of temperature on the skin. How the position affects the feeling tone of the neck muscles. And maybe just playing with bringing awareness to the skin and then moving awareness deeply into the neck muscles, maybe even into the cervical spine, the neck bones. And gently moving awareness up into the muscles of your face. Noticing how the muscles of your forehead feel. Is there a feeling of soft smoothness, or is there any habitual tension here? And not judging, whatever you experience, just noticing. And if you choose to change the feeling tone of those muscles, folding that into the practice. Bringing awareness now to the tiny muscles around your eyes. How do they feel? The skin of your face, the muscles around your jaw, your mouth, your ears. Again, just noticing how they feel. Allowing your awareness to move into the muscles of your scalp now. If you're lying down, just noticing the parts of the head in contact with the support behind you. If you're using a pillow or a support for the head. Noticing the weight of the head as it rests here. And any sensations that you're experiencing, tingling, fizzing, pulsing. And then bringing a sense of awareness into the whole body. So expanding your focus to work with experiencing the whole body just as it is. Holding this awareness with a sense of friendliness, kindness, gentleness, compassion. And just noticing how it feels to explore bringing these qualities to our awareness of our bodies. And maybe sensing into the movement of the breath, maybe even feeling the beat of the heart. And noticing where you feel the movement of breath most easily in the body. That might be the tummy, it might be the chest, it may be the nostrils, or it may be all three of these areas. So just really sensing into the feeling of the in-breath, noticing where and when the breath changes direction and becomes the out-breath. Noticing where in the body you feel this and starting to broaden your awareness of the movement of the breath out further afield. So just sensing into the more subtle echo of the movement of the breath further and further away from the most obvious areas that you can feel that movement. And maybe even expanding awareness out so much that it can almost feel as if the whole body is breathing, as if the whole body is breathing in, and as if the whole body is breathing out. And just knowing that whatever your experience is here, whatever you notice, is right for you. Nothing to achieve, just meeting our experience as it is, with friendliness, gentleness, kindness. And choosing now, if you want to continue with the practice, feeling free to do that. If you want to bring the practice to an end now, just gently sensing into the body connecting with the support behind you. So really tuning into that sense of contact, connection, support. Becoming aware of the sensations in the arms, the legs, the hands, the feet, and the whole body as it is. It may feel nourishing to start to move your fingers, your toes very gently. Maybe noticing all of the muscles that facilitate this tiny movement, all the way up the arms, the legs, just to move fingers and toes. And making choices of whatever feels best for you. If you want to, maybe just gently stretching out in any way that feels right for your body. And just very gently tuning into the space around you, gently opening your eyes and if you're lying down, coming up to sitting, very mindfully and kindly.